Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
The song's called Joy by Adrian Singh featuring Martin PC. Takes us to 11 minutes after 4. A very good afternoon to you. If you have just joined us, my name is Lukho Mgwedi-Phuthi. I'm absolutely thrilled to be driving you home this afternoon. And on that note, like I said to you, if you were a bit clueless with anything that's got to do with food safety, guess what? Tomorrow is World Food Safety Day commemoration. That's the 7th of June. Like I said, it's my daddy's birthday. Now, the National Regulator for Compulsory Specifications, which is the NRCS, next time you hear it, know exactly what it means, in partnership with the Department of Health, Department of Agriculture, and other key stakeholders will join the global community in commemorating World Food Safety Day under the theme Food Safety, Science in Action, tomorrow. Now, I don't want to say too much because I've got the perfect person to keep us on the know about this. And this afternoon, joining me in studio is Miss Macy Katz, who is the General Manager for Foods and Associated Industries at the National Regulator for Compulsory Specifications. Good afternoon, Miss Macy.
Good afternoon, and good afternoon to your listeners.
How are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm good. And how are you doing?
I am well, thank you. I must say, Miss Macy, I was just saying to Radio Pulpit Family earlier on, I'm 34, but I'm not too sure if I've ever heard of World Food Safety Day. Yet, let's be honest, it's such a vital aspect of what we need to be on the lookout for as a society.
Yes. It is such an important day. It's good that we can talk about it today.
Yeah. Now, tell us, Ms. Macy, what exactly is the NRCS and how does it help keep South Africans safe?
So, NRCS is a public entity which is responsible to the Department of Trade and Industry.
Mm-hmm.
This entity is mainly responsible to the broad mandate of it. It's just mainly to promote public health, safety, and environmental protection.
Mm-hmm.
The question would be, how does this entity do that? We do this by enforcing the technical regulations.
Mm.
And there are various technical regulations that we have at the NRCS. They are not just on food. We've got technical regulation under the electrotechnical products. And we've got technical regulations under chemical and mechanical products. We've got technical regulations under automotive, and food also is one of the business units in terms of technical regulations that we have. We enforce these regulations on behalf of Department of Trade and Industry.
Mm. Now that we've heard that, actually, I now understand that the NRCS then works in different areas, Ms. Macy. So today we're focusing on food, I believe. Tell us,
What
is then the Food and Associated Industries Unit, and what does it do exactly?
Food and Associated Business Unit is the unit that is responsible for the enforcement of technical regulations such as canned fish and fishery products.
Mm-hmm.
This include canned meat products. These are all high-risk products which are ready-to-eat products.
Mm-hmm.
Processed meat products like polony, Viennas, all those products. And also all the frozen fish and fishery products. We enforce all those regulations to ensure that the product is safe for the consumer.
Oh, you actually beat me to it because I was about to ask exactly for those food products, but maybe tell us, how do you check and monitor them then? And can you perhaps give examples?
Yes, I can do that. Noting that today is this important food, World Food Safety Day.
Mm-hmm.
I think the theme that we are commemorating this day is saying food science or science in action,
mm-hmm.
which this is a tool. We use science to enforce this regulation. This is a tool that we use. In terms of this, we would use this tool in terms of science by establishing the regulations based on science. And also in terms of the enforcement, we would have, or we have, inspectors based in the various factories or processors or manufacturers that manufacture food. And also we have inspectors at the port of entry, where we focus in terms of those factories by ensuring that all the good manufacturing practices and the good hygiene practices are maintained in these factories, so that the food that comes out there is already safe for consumption.
Wow.
This we done prior the product is even distributed to the market. So what you should have in the market, it should already be safe food. So that is what necessarily we do.
Oh, so we shouldn't worry too much and think, oh, tinned foods, because it's checked, guys. It's checked. That's what I'm learning today.
Yes, it is checked.
Yeah, now tell us, Susbezi, how do you test or check if food is actually safe to eat before it reaches consumers? Maybe let's talk about that part. You say you check it, but how do you do this exactly?
So the exact way of how we do this, the inspectors that is there, they would inspect the product as it comes out of manufacturing or in the processing line, and we would take the samples, we test them for microbiological testing, for chemical testing, if there is any cross-contamination, and we'll also confirm in terms of the labeling, is it labeled properly?
Mm-hmm.
And also as the product, not just in the manufacturer, as they come into the country, because remember, we import some of this cans.
As they
come into the country, we will confirm that the labeling, the product meets the requirements. We inspect the product. There is no micro contamination in the product, in the fish that might be coming into the country. And we'll send them to the various laboratories for such testing. So those are the that's a critical role that we will do, or the inspectors. We do have trained food scientists that does this on behalf of the country, which reports to NRCS. And they would then be going to all these various factories. And even for the vessels that will go to the sea and fish the product, we'll make sure that those vessels are inspected. They meet the requirement. They've got good good management and food safety systems that are in place to ensure that they meet the requirements for them to be able to handle food.
Very interesting, I must say. Now, tell me, Miss Macy, you know, we've heard about foodborne diseases. How does the NRCS help prevent these type of illnesses?
As I said, the strategy that we implement, it is some sort of a preventative strategy. However, they can still happen. But if they happen, there should be a way where we would effectively collaborate or partner with Department of Health and Department of Agriculture in terms of the response team. So to identify and efficiently trace the possibility of that contamination that might cause that outbreak or that hazard that might cause that outbreak. And that team would effectively identify those products and trace, because most products do have traceability processes or systems that, in terms of labeling and in terms of the codes that the product has. For instance, the can. If you've got a can, we would know in the code if it's referred to us as to this can, because they are registered. The manufacturers must be registered with NRCS, and we would know which factory it comes from and what would be, what are the, when was it produced and what time was this released to trade or was released to a certain retailer, and we will then be able to trace that product. If it needs to be recalled, we would recall it. And that's how we would respond to any outbreak that is there.
Oh, I'm sure we've all heard when they say, hey, if you bought a tinned fish at this store at a certain day, please bring them back. We've heard quite a lot of those.
Yeah, a lot of those. That's yeah. how we know. Yes,
oh.
yes.
Now, tell me, does the NRCS also help with food products that are exported to other countries? Because we did speak about those imported. Maybe tell us a bit more about that and how exactly.
The NRCS plays a critical role in terms of the product that is exported to other countries.
Mm.
So we issue what is called health guarantees. These are the certificates that accompany that consignment when it's exported. Mm. And this certificate will be providing an assurance to that country that this product that we are exporting to your country has been inspected, has been tested, and it meets the requirements of your country. We will study the requirements of various countries, and then we would say when it gets into that country, these are the requirements, and it meets those requirements. And we, as NRCS, on behalf of the government of the day, we then guarantee that the product meets the requirements and it can be exported to those countries. And most countries would look for such guarantees. And this assists in terms of the facilitation of trade between the countries.
Very interesting. I never thought, like you just mentioned, that, you know, different countries have different requirements. And so it's your responsibility to make sure that a product that you tested might meet requirements of another country, but to get into another country, the requirements might also be different. I've never thought of it in that light, actually.
Yes,
very interesting. Yes. So tell us, Ms. Macy, what message do you have for businesses, you know, and the public on this year's World Food Safety Day?
This is a very important day for the country, and of course, as you have indicated, worldwide, because tomorrow it will be celebrated worldwide. The key message that I would put out there is to just overemphasize to the public, and also not just to the public but to the industry themselves. Food safety is everyone's responsibility. It is the responsibility of everyone that produces food, everyone that handles food, everyone that stores food, everyone that eats food. As you eat your food, be vigilant and know, in terms of food safety, that the food that you eat is safe for consumption. So it is a responsibility that we should take it. It's not just a government's responsibility to ensure food safety. It requires collaboration of everyone in the value chain.
Sure. Like I'm saying to you, I've never realized how important this is. But as you're speaking, I'm actually reminded of, you know, this year, the cases we've had of children also in schools, you know, just dying from you know, contaminated food and we never really give much thought to what it is that we need to look out for, what type of food we should look at, even after having lost, you know, children at schools, having eaten things we know nothing of. So this is a huge learning curve for us, I must say. Maybe to expand our knowledge a bit more, Miss Macy, if you can tell us, where can people get more information about the NRCS and how to keep their food safe at home? Maybe in that as well, you can also include those that are looking to, you know, take their products far and wide as well. Where do they get all the information?
In terms of where you get the info, maybe let me start here in terms of keeping home, because I think the point that you have just raised in terms of keeping the food safe at home, it is important, especially for us as consumers, to read the packets and the containers that we have in our food as to how you store your food, because this is where most of this cross-contamination happens. So the storage of food at home, it is important. If a product needs to be stored refrigerated, store it refrigerated. If it's a shelf-stable product, it's fine. You can store it in your shelf. But it is important how you handle food, and also in terms of your preparation, where you prepare your food at home, make sure your areas of your preparation are as hygienic as hygienic as possible. So that is key as important. Where do you get hold of the NRCS? You are welcome to call the NRCS at the following number, 012-482-8700. Or you are welcome to get into NRCS's website, www.nrcs.org.za. You've got any information, you've got any complaints you would like to put to the NRCS, you can send an email to NRCS at the info@nrcs.org.za. If you do not have an email and you've got a phone and you've got a WhatsApp, you can send a WhatsApp to NRCS on the following number, 081-746-5267. The public is welcome to follow NRCS on the socials and all the Facebook page and the Instagram pages. The handle is the National Regulator for Compulsory Specification.
Did you guys hear that part? Compulsory. It's compulsory. Don't think they have an option. If they don't want to comply with this, they don't. It's compulsory that we actually are sold proper and safe food.
Yes.
Oh, man. Miss Macy, thank you for your time. It's a Friday afternoon. People are running home and you're busy with radio interviews. So thank you so much. Have a great afternoon.
I enjoy it.
You enjoy it?
Good afternoon. Yes, I enjoy it.
I love to hear that. Have a great afternoon then, and God bless.
Okay. God bless. Bye.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.